It's meant to bring together experts to deliberate on issues, research findings from institutions that are dedicated to water and sanitation issues, with the aim of helping to solve problems and also improve on the lives of beneficiary communities. Yeah.
The focus of this particular one is on experiences from Ghana and other countries. Can you elaborate on these experiences?
It's not focusing on Ghana per se. It's Ghana which is hosting. So it provides an opportunity for Ghanaian issues to be highlighted. We have Ghanaians presenting papers, both from the academia and also from industry and also agencies that are actually delivering water facilities and sanitation facilities. It's also providing us the opportunity to meet with others from other parts of the world, especially Asia, so that we can also benefit from their experiences.
So these experts are coming mainly from developing countries?
Not from developing countries alone, from developed countries, because Loughborough University is in the UK, and that is where the whole thing started from. So centers of learning around the world where sanitation and water issues are being looked at critically are also attending to bring their experiences to bear on what those of us from the developing world are also doing.
Can you give me an idea as to what you are coming to discuss?
We are going to have something to do with water resources management, water quality, issues on sewage, even on gender participation in the sector, and also something to do with post-disaster water supply, liaised with cultural practices. So if you look at what is happening, for instance, in India, whether you can borrow some aspects to implement in Ghana, bearing in mind cultural differences.
Implementing some of these findings that will be discussed by the experts will also entail money. Are they also going to talk about funding?
Those who have had experiences of coming up with innovative ways of funding such water supply and sanitation projects would want to tell us how they've been able to do that. But not exactly talking about funding. It's basically to open up discussions on research findings that would help improve and the delivery of such facilities.
In what way would you say that these conferences have impacted the lives of people in the developing countries?
It's provided a platform for the exchange of ideas and innovations. If you are living in your own village, you think perhaps what you are doing is the best. But when you travel elsewhere and you get to know what other people are doing, then you can borrow from their technology. And that is what has happened over the years. We are looking for simple ways of providing such facilities. And this conference has actually provided the basis for experiencing those innovative ways of doing things. One example is what we call the Mozambican latrine. It's an improved latrine for small households, which we have adopted here.